Group Health Cooperative, which started here 65 years ago. For most of us, it introduced this weird phrase, what is this managed care? Today, we found out that Group Health is being bought by Kaiser Permanente of California. Now, University of Washington Professor Aaron Katz is here from the school's Department of Health Services. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. This is not a done deal, but if it's approved, why is this a big deal for Seattleites, if it is?
Well, it's a big deal for a couple of reasons. One, as you said, this is a homegrown organization, Group Health Cooperative. It's been a mainstay in the healthcare system for many years, so it has that presence. And having a homegrown organization bought by a California company is always a little nerve-wracking. It probably will provide a lot more resources to group health or whatever the name becomes to provide care.
Group Health was called Group Death for a while when people didn't like how hard it was to get to see a specialist, et cetera. What's the new Group Health going to be, especially under Kaiser?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Kaiser and Group Health as far as that reputation. Just as an aside, I think that reputation was ill-earned, but it did suggest that some people had a hard time navigating the restricted rules within both of these organizations to get the care that they need. But on the other hand, they both have a reputation for providing the best care or care in the best way possible. So I think the experience probably won't change really fast at Group Health.
Yeah. By the way, I don't want to make it sound like it was called Group Death seriously. It was a flippant, but it was a well-known flippant nickname back in the day. Anyway, what about, Aaron Katz, for patients, what does this mean?
Well, I think it's not going to mean much change in the near term for patients, people who are getting their care at Group Health or are covered by Group Health insurance. First of all, as you said, this is not a done deal. It's going to take some time. These are two fairly large organizations. Mergers always take time to unfold. It's not like Kaiser's going to ship up a whole bunch of docs from California to replace the local docs. So I don't think patients at Group Health are going to see much change in the near term. I think it is important to note that in the announcement, Kaiser is going to be investing almost $2 billion in the Group Health Community Foundation, and that could mean some important benefits for the local community.
Aaron Katz analyzes the healthcare landscape. He teaches in the University of Washington's Department of Health Services. Again, we're talking about Kaiser Permanente acquiring the longtime Seattle-based healthcare provider Group Health. It still needs approval from regulatory authorities and from Group Health's voting members. After all, it is a health cooperative. Aaron Katz, thanks a lot.
Thank you.